Hello and welcome. My name is Janessa. I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit or lie down, a space where you can feel safe and at ease. Allow your body to soften, your shoulders to release, and your mind to settle. Take a few gentle breaths. Letting yourself arrive fully into this present moment. This meditation is designed to last about 20 minutes, inviting you to feel the love, warmth, and gentle presence of nurture, the kind your soul has been longing to receive. As we move through this time together, let these words wash over you like a soft current, opening your heart and nurturing your spirit. I love you. Sweetie, I support you. I am here for you. And you can do this. What you think, what you feel, what you want, they all matter. Sometimes life is hard. Know that you are strong and will get through this. Even though it might hurt, this can help you grow if you allow it. I see so much good in you. I can see how hard you try. Even when it doesn't pan out, be proud of how much you worked. You are incredible, and no effort is wasted. Your body is important. It's important to take good care of it. You can stop and rest. It's okay. We don't shit on ourselves. There is no there. We are always growing, always changing, always shifting, and always evolving. Your life, your journey, your story, these are unique to you. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself to someone else. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry that happened. That must really hurt. We can get back up when you're ready. There are six foundations to health: your thoughts, your breath, your hydration, your nutrition, your movement, your sleep. Take good care of these things. You can do hard things. I believe in you. You deserve to be treated with love and respect. If you aren't being treated that way, it's okay to walk away. you have a beautiful intuition inside of you. Quiet your doubts. Listen carefully. Someone might be better than you at certain things. That doesn't mean that they are better than you. We all have strengths. Learn to cherish your strengths instead of comparing yourself to others. It's not your job to make others happy, feel good, or feel important. It's your job to ensure your own happiness, good feelings, and importance. You are beautiful and wonderfully made. I adore you. You are good. Your soul is good. Who you are is good enough. Our behaviors are on the outside of us. They don't define us. You can make bad choices and still be good. Just stop making those choices and be the good person who you are. Some people love chai, others don't. If someone doesn't like chai, it's not because the tea is bad. It's because they simply don't like that flavor. You are like the chai. Some people may love you, and others may not. That doesn't mean that you aren't good or lovable. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. You just aren't their cup of tea. Be yourself. Who you are is amazing. Believe it. You don't need to prove anything to anyone. Show up. Be who you are. Sometimes you'll do great. Other times you won't. That's okay. It's all an opportunity to grow and learn. But please, darling, don't ever stop being yourself. We aren't perfect. No one is. We all have things to work on and improve. This doesn't mean you're broken. It means you're human. None of this defines you. Your only job is to continue to grow and learn. Keep doing better. Embrace who you are. And sweetie, never settle. You are important. You matter. The world needs you to show up and be who you were made to be. You have so much to offer just by embracing who you are. Yep, that was a dumb choice. Mourn the consequences that may come. Try to make things right. Ask for forgiveness if you need to. Learn from it, and sweetie, move on. the most important thing is that you try your best. It's okay if others do better than you. You aren't in competition with them. Just keep moving forward and focus on your own improvement. I see you. I hear you. I love you. You are worthy of love. Butterflies are formed by completely dissolving inside their cocoons. Sometimes that's what growth feels like. You are powerful. Don't let others take your power from you, and don't believe the lies that you don't have power. Sometimes people will say and do hurtful things. This isn't about you. This is about them and their own pain. Remember the truth about who you are. Walk away from those whose own hurt makes it difficult for them to see you. Let your actions speak for themselves. Don't forget that what you do will create an image of your character. If you want others to see you in a certain way, then act that way. It isn't weakness to share your emotions or allow yourself to feel. It actually requires intense strength to feel your emotions. It's courageous to share your feelings with others. It takes immense bravery to share a sacred part of you. It's a risk to ask others for what you need. Don't hide, but also don't just throw these precious pieces of yourself at someone who isn't worthy. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to learn how to balance those two extremes, and to learn how to tell if someone is worthy of the honor of knowing your heart. Privacy is about dignity. Secrecy is about shame. You have nothing to be ashamed of. There are no rules about how to cut your hair or what to wear. Sometimes we have personal work to do. We don't have to like it to do it. If it needs to be done, then do it. I promise you, you will thank yourself someday. People look out at the mountains or at the sea and stand in awe of its beauty and splendor. We don't say to the sunset, "Can you adjust your hue? How about move this cloud over here or there?" Yet why do we do that to ourselves? You are beautiful just the way you are. You are not too much. You are enough. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the ways that I acted that hurt you. It was never out of a place of a lack of love for you, but a place of lack of love for myself. I'm sorry for the pain I caused or the ways that I might have hurt you. It can be painful to watch the injustices of this world. Don't ever let that steal your light. Boundaries are not only all right, sometimes they are necessary. It's okay to ask the opinions of others. Sometimes people have great ideas. At the end of the day, you need to do what you want and what's best for you. You are the person that knows you best. You are responsible for your own life and your choices. Before you do something or say something, stop and think to yourself first. Is this the person my younger self would have wanted to be when I grew up? Sometimes you just need affirmation or validation. Make sure that's what you're asking for, if that's what you're looking for. You have everything you need inside you. Sometimes it's just a matter of work and time to find it. Be unoffendable. Pick battles small enough to win and big enough to matter. Doing your best doesn't mean pushing yourself to a breaking point. You must care for yourself. You have one life, one body. Use your resources wisely. Stop planting flowers in people's yards who aren't going to water them. If you have to force it, leave it. Relationships, friendships, yoga poses, perfect ponytails, let that shit go. Let your feelings flow without letting them rewrite the truth of who you are. Worthy, whole, and enough. Now I'd like to share some quotes from other individuals, since it's just as wise to glean from the wisdom of others. Before you diagnose yourself with depression or low self-esteem, make sure that first you're not in fact surrounded by assholes. Sigmund Freud. When you die, the things you did are like ingredients in a soup. If you are bitter, angry, and constantly offended, that soup won't taste very good, and no one will want that recipe. But if your ingredients are love, kindness, healthy boundaries, that's a delicious soup, and lots of people will want this recipe. Altered from Cole and Perry. What you're looking at determines what you miss. Suzanne Stabile. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is restraint. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. Warren Buffett. Before you argue with someone, Ask yourself if that person is even mentally mature enough to grasp the concept of a different perspective. Because if it's not, there's absolutely no point. Mrs. Helen Mirren. Confidence isn't thinking that you're better than anyone else. It's realizing that you have no reason to compare yourself to anyone else. Miriam Hasna. When we are tired, we are attacked by ideas we conquered long ago. Friedrich Nietzsche. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do it with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. Maya Angelou. Discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. Abraham Lincoln. We can't solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Albert Einstein. Courage is knowing it might hurt and doing it anyways. Stupidity is the same thing, and that's why life is hard. Jeremy Goldberg. My love, as you finish with this audio, I want you to carry these words deep within you. You are already enough. Not because of what you achieve, or who approves of you, or how perfectly you perform, but simply because you exist. The world is brighter because you are in it. Your voice matters. Your presence is a gift. Your heart, even with its scars and questions, is radiant and worthy of love. There will be days when you doubt yourself. When old whispers of shame try to creep back in. On those days, remember this. You are not broken. You are becoming. Every stumble, every pause, every tender beginning is part of the beautiful story of you. So stand tall, my beloved. Take up space. Trust your instincts. Believe in your brilliance. Walk into the world with the quiet confidence that you are deeply loved, fully seen, and never alone. If I could, I would tuck a blessing into your pocket, a mother's blessing, to remind you on the hard days and to celebrate with you on the good ones. Since I cannot, let these words be that blessing. May you know your worth. May you trust your becoming. May you carry love with you always. With all my love, Janessa Yanez.